We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
You know, the story of Daniel is an amazing story. God used Daniel to bring his message of power and worshiping only one true God to the people.
God does not want any of his people to perish.
2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance."
God our Father rescues and saves.
And all through the Bible, we can read stories about God saving his people. Now, can you give me some examples of how God saved his people?
Moses.
That's a great example. Yeah, and Hallie?
Noah.
Okay.
Jonah.
We could probably name a lot more, couldn't we?
Yeah.
All through the Bible, there are people who God used to rescue and save his people. And today we're going to read a story about a young girl who God used to save many Jews from certain death.
Her name was Esther, and her story is found in the book of Esther.
God is never mentioned in this book of the Bible.
Yet we can see his hand guiding and taking care of his people.
Listen to this story and you'll see.
King Xerxes was king of Persia.
His wife, Queen Vashti, had been disobedient to him, and this made the king mad.
The king issued a royal decree that Vashti was never again to enter his presence.
The king needed a queen, and the king's personal attendants proposed, "Let a search be made for beautiful young maidens.
Let them be placed under the care of Haggai, the king's eunuch, who is in charge of the women, and let beauty treatments be given to them.
Then let the girl who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti."
This advice appealed to the king, and he followed it.
Now there was a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin named Mordecai, who had been carried into exile from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
Mordecai had a cousin named Esther, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother.
When the king's order and edict had been proclaimed, many girls were brought to be put under the care of Haggai.
Esther was also taken into the king's palace,
and she was provided with her beauty treatments and special food.
7 maids had been assigned to her from the king's palace.
Before a girl's turn came to go to King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments, prescribed for the woman, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 with perfumes and cosmetics. Esther won the favor of everyone who saw her.
When Esther was taken to meet the king, he was attracted to her more than any of the other women.
She won his favor and approval more than any of the others. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti.
And the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his nobles and officials.
He proclaimed a holiday throughout the provinces and distributed gifts.
I have sitting in this room some very beautiful young ladies. How would you feel to just be pampered for 12 months?
It'd feel good.
You think so? You wouldn't like it, Becca? Well, I guess this is the way they prepared themselves to go before the king. And I guess after 12 months of treatments, you would get to be pretty beautiful, wouldn't you? Your skin would be soft, and you probably didn't do dishes and things, so your hands would be soft. What else did you notice about the story that we read today?
That she was humble about all the treatment she got.
Okay, uh-huh. And Alexa?
Everyone that she knew, thought a lot of her, so she was very, kind and loving.
Well, Esther was a very special young lady, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
God had a plan for her.
And he has a plan for you and for me, too.
God made us for a purpose, the Bible says.
God created my inmost being.
He knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise him because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
And God gifted Esther with beauty. What other gifts and talents does he give people?
Brains.
Mm-hmm.
Strength.
Sure.
Patience.
Mm-hmm. How about an ability to sing, like you guys sing?
Oh, like talents. Being talented in sports.
Okay, yeah. That's God's gift. Mm-hmm.
Like being able to have a lot of friends and...
Okay. Yeah, I think Esther had that too, didn't she? Yeah. Just about everything we can think of that we like about someone or that we respect about someone is God's gift to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we are, God made us this way. So how does God want us to act when he gives us these gifts?
Humbly.
That's right, yeah.
He wants us to glorify him in everything we do.
Okay. And Hallie?
Not really bragging about our talents or something like that, not to brag
okay.
about it.
Very good point, yep. He He wants us to share our gifts with others freely and then not boast that they're ours, right? Because they're his. There's some scripture that we can read. Julia, will you read the first verse, please?
The Bible says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father.
The Bible also says, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heard the beginning of the story of Queen Esther.
God used her beauty to make her queen of Persia.
Next time we will hear how God used her to rescue and save his people.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for the many ways you have blessed us.
May we always remember that all we are is from your hands.
You have made us the way we are so that we can serve you and tell others about Jesus.
Help us to be humble.
Help us to be bold.
Help us to be ready to do your work.
In the name of your Holy Son, we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Join us next time for the rest of the story of Esther.
If you'd like to be part of our ministry, please contact us.
We can all work together to share God's message to rescue and save.
Here's our address. Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Our phone number is toll-free in the U.S., 1-800-527-5522.
If you live out of the country, you can call us at 410-817-9230.
Thanks for your prayers and support.
And remember,
God has made you for a purpose.
Thank Him for all that He has given you.
Give Him all the praise. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.